Tonight's Shir Siman Tes, Sif Beis through Sif Vav. Sif Beis. Tzitzis shal pishtim o shal semer rechelim. The tzitzis strings made out of linen or sheep wool. Poitrin b'chol mina begadim. Can be used on any variety of garment. Chutz mishal pishtim l'tzemer o shal semer l'pishtim b'zman hazeh d'katecheles. We don't put linen in a wool garment or wool in a linen garment today. We don't have tchelis. Because now you have shatness. The Ramah adds, some say, you should never make strings of linen. Even if it's not a wool garment, that is the practice. Strings made of linen or sheep's wool work for any garment. Bach writes, Kiven de Yesh Poiskim Shahamach Mirim Bezer. Sholasos Afilut Sitzis Shal Semer Lishar Minim. Kim Shayna Mino. There are poskim who are strict not to make strings of wool if the garment isn't wool. Kavur Beis Yosef, like the Beis Yosef quotes, Akein lo yivarech rak al talis tzemer v'tzitzis tzemer. So you should only make a bracha on a talis of wool and a tzitzis of wool. That's not the minig. The minig of the oilim is to make strings of wool for any beged. The rabbi also says you could be lenient. The goyim also. So we're not machma like this. Bach. Today we don't have techeles, so we don't do shanes. Perish. The bisman chayit techeles when there was techeles. Tchelis is a blue wool. Shei tzerch lahatel arba chutin. So you had to use four strings on each corner. Shnei chutei lavin and shnei chutei tchelis. Two strings white, two strings tchelis. Utsemer tzevur b'dam chalozin. Tchelis is the wool dyed with the blood of the chilozin. And that's how you fulfill the mitzvah properly. So when you had tchelis, the Torah said you can use the two white strings, whether they're wool or linen, whether the garment is wool or linen. And according to the Yesh Oimim that Ramah mentions and Paskins like in Sif Aleph, that all materials are chayiv and tzitzis min haTorah. Afilu behem haya azmut alonim min haTorah tzitzis shetzemer pishtim yachtav. Then you could put in a cotton garment strings that were half linen, half wool. Aval achshav de'ein lanu tcheles, but today we don't have tcheles. Nimsa de'ein onu mekayim in hamitzvah b'shnei mitzvos. We don't feel the mitzvah in its perfection. Lo sherlon klaim, there's no allowance for shatness. Even those today who do wear tcheles are not about to say they're so sure it's tchelis they can do shatness. They're just saying, we think it's tchelis, so you can make kind of tchelis, but they're not going to tell you to mix it with linen to make shatness. Sifkan ches, afilu bishar minim, Dormo says that we don't use linen strings for tzitzis on any garment. Hatam, the reason is, you can make a mistake. There's a wool that could be mistaken for silk. And if you're going to use linen strings of tzitzis, you might put it onto that garment. They'll think it's linen, but really it's silk. Sorry, they'll think it's silk. They'll think it's mesh. They'll think it's silk, and in reality, it's wool. And because the strings are linen, it's going to be shatness. Well, if he's according to this, if it was a different fabric which isn't silk, and no one will confuse it, it can't be wool. Yesh lahati, one could put linen strings. The yesh ot amachem, the other reasons, ayin beisusiv, abach, ataz, advem, yesh lahach, gamash raminim, and therefore we're strict on any material not to use linen strings. Ubushas lechak, yesh ismachal mekil, in case of need, you could rely on the lenient ones, he can't cause vali rabba, so writes the rabba, ayin beisif, and maise rav, shagro, he gam came in mekil, and the vilnagon also is lenient, but the reality is, today, the tzitzis strings are all wool, no matter what kind of garment. And the Kut Marich brings a reason. He says the reason why the minig is to only use wool strings for tzitzis, as we already said, you can use the same material as the garment. You can use cotton strings for a cotton garment, silk strings, silk garment, and so on. How's a wool and linen work for everything? He says the reason we only use wool is because we're afraid that if any other material could be used, someone will go to any store and just buy some string and put it on his garment without realizing it has to be made lishma. Whereas the wool strings are always made lishma because no one uses wool string for sewing or other things. So therefore, the wool is the perfect material to make the strings for tzitzis, and no one will ever, by accident, as you always make sure it's the shema, basically. It's always made the shema, the shema is the tzitzis, as opposed to if you could use some other material, someone, by accident, might go and take something which wasn't made the shema, and then it wouldn't be used to the mitzvah.
But people use linen strings?
It gets, that's just disgusting. Well, halacha, it works, but we don't make it. We don't make it, because people could take hemp or flax and make other ropes with it and use it for things that don't do with tzitzis. And then the guy doesn't know, and he'll say, oh, this is pishtin, I could use that for my baguette. And he'll take it, even though it wasn't made the shema. So we don't take any string that wasn't made. We don't take any string except for wool. And that way we know it was done lishma. Se'ev Gimel. Tzitzis shashar minim ein potu el b'minam. The tzitzis strings of other fabrics only work for the garment of the same fabric. Again, meshi lebeged meshi. You can make silk strings for silk garment. Semegefen, cotton strings for cotton garment. Al shlo b'minim ein potu. But you can't use the silk for a cotton garment or cotton for a silk garment. Mishnaburis of contest. So sha'ar v'chulu, the tzitzis of other materials work for that material fabric. It makes no difference if you hold your yotze d'oraisa with other fabrics like the amo, or only d'rabanan like the mechaber. The din is the material for the tzitzis will only work for that material for the garment. Sifkan yud el b'mina. What happens if the warp on the loom is one material and the weft is a different? So clearly, you can't use any string for this talis, because if you use the warp kind, it's not like the weft, and the weft's not like the warp. So you're going to have to use wool. Because it's universal, you can use it for any garment. Or you can use linen strings, like we said before, that you can make linen strings. Sifkan yin afkagol meshi, or silk for silk, because the dafkim a meshi hayatavi v'shoz l'shem tzitzis. Now, of course, if you're using silk strings for tzitzis, it has to be spun and twisted for the sake of the mitzvah tzitzis, to blav hachilo, because otherwise it's unfit for the mitzvah. Sifkan yin beiz l'beged meshi for a silk garment. V'afilu im tachtav hayatavor b'tzemer o pisht o minacher. Even if there's a lining underneath that you sew on wool or linen or something else, azlin and basar elyon, we go by the top to who ikur habeg, which is the main part of the garment. So sometimes there's a lining inside, which is the ikur material. So we say the one that's on the outside, the ones that you see, not the line, that's the one you go by. And then the stitch of strings have to match up with that.
Does it matter if 50% of the wool or the wool?
The warp and the weft?
Yeah.
So that's the problem. When you have warp and weft, it's half the warp and half the weft?
Yeah, let's say you do 50% cotton for the warp and...
Half the warp is cotton and half the warp is something else?
Cotton and wool.
Yeah.
Both of them, 50%.
Right. So that's what we said. If it's 50-50, you don't have a majority. If you had a majority, you can go by majority. If you don't have a majority, then they're both there and you'll end up using wool strings. Sifkan Yud Gimel, Ein Potrin. If it's not the same type, the strings that's not wool linen cannot be used for another garment. The tal sheshasihu mimino va'er v'min semer lehapech. This is similar to your case, Josh. If the talus has a warp, the same as the strings of the tzitzis, but the weft is made out of wool or something else, or vice versa. Yatel bo tzitzis shel semer dafka, stick to the wool strings. To put b'chol amin, because it covers all garments. But lo mishamin, don't use anything else. I feel him rubo hay mishamin, even if the majority was other things. To shesi o air of the chul the chashe beged, because warp by itself or weft by itself is not a beged. V'chanal b'sivkan beis, like we said in sivkan beis. I feel him lo min kar chuti hasem b'befnei asman. Even if you can't recognize the wool strings by themselves, gon she air of mechuti hasem ma'at b'shesi o be'air of lanikum mekome ayei. You have threads of wool mixed in a little in the warp, a little in the weft, and you don't even know where they are. I feel hockey near the tavyos. I saw tzitzis mechuti semer. Just stick to tzitzis strings of wool. Because you could always say that the strings, even if they're a minority, they're chashuv, these threads, and they're not bottle, and you shouldn't use a different material for the strings of tzitzis. The best thing is, obviously, a talus that's pure wool, nothing else. Just stick to pure wool. Ubizeh yisno'eh lamala. Very interesting expression. Ubizeh yisno'eh lamala. What is he saying? If you get a talus that's pure wool, that's going to be beautiful above. So, on the one hand, it sounds to me like he's saying, this is zeh keliv anvehu. This is how to do the mitzvah, hid the mitzvah. Hid the mitzvah, the nicest way to do the mitzvah is if it's pure wool. But the lashon bizeh yisno'eh lamala, to me, sounds like he's saying something else a little bit. There's an idea that's brought in the Svarim, the Kutar Rich quotes it, that those who are medaktik in talis ba'olam hazeh are going to be dressed in the beautiful talis in olam haba. And he goes on to give musar, make sure your talis is appropriate and clean and nice, because that's what you're going to be dressed in a fjernerveld. So Meitzi is saying, if you're careful to have a beautiful talis with no taruvis, it's a pure bezeh yisno'eh lamala. Maybe he's saying that if you have a velt in Olam Haba, you'll also have a beautiful talus.
I think bells, they only use wool from Turkey. Because Turkey, there's no
linen. The shatness issues, yeah. Right. If you had a talus that was made of a mix, cotton linen, here you're stuck. You can't use cotton because of the linen. You can't use linen because there's a meaning not to use linen. To use wool, you're not allowed to use wool because of shatness. So the only eitz is linen tzitzis b'shas d'chak kanal b'sof sif cotton, as we said before. So the bottom line is, don't put linen in your talus. Seif dalad im hita b'talus shal sha'ar minim k'tzas tzitzios mimino k'tzas misema pishtim. What happens if you have a talus and it's not from linen, it's not from wool, and some of the tzitzis strings are the same material as the talus, and some of the strings are wool or linen? Yesha histak was a shayla fi yotze. Mishnah Berurah sifkan yadad. Yesha histak. What's the suffix? Ki ein kan min kanaf. You haven't fulfilled the concept of the strings being like the garment. V'gam tkidim tasa l'chom hem enim gamei, and it's not kidim tasa either. V'ayim bat sechem shekost in oizu shnei chutim imino, shnei chutim etzem agefen shaper domi. The Malbim says, if two of the strings were the same as the fabric and two were wool, that's fine. I am from this time, look at the explanation. So basically, it's like this. Mimanafshach. You can use, if it's a cotton garment, you can use cotton strings, you can use wool strings. Here, using some cotton, some wool, so you nishta hinishta, what are you doing? You didn't fulfill the cotton, you're not fulfilling wool. So what is it? That's the yeshta histopic. So it comes to Malbim like this. If you do it in twos, in each corner, two cotton, two wool, you should be okay. Because just like by the time of Tcheles, there was two lav and two Tcheles, the Tcheles were wool, and the other kind could be anything. It could be Pishtun, it could be wool, it could be other. So that would be okay. That's, I think, his vart, that you can mix if it's two per corner. Se'iv hey. Yesh oimish etzorech lasas etzitzim yitzeva hatal. Some say the color of the tzitzis has to be the same as the talis from adat genoag and kenna. That is the meaning of people who are careful. The Amos says v'ashkenazim ein noagin lasas tzitzis rak levonim. The among the Ashkenazim, the tzitzis is a straight white. After a godin sevum, even if the talis itself is not white, the ein l'shas, and one should not alter the meaning. Mishtabur sukan dezov yitzeva hatalis. The string should match the garment. Mishum ze keliv anvehu, it's hid the mitzvah. The yesh b'farshim, some say mishum de be'inim bezeh min haknaf. Mimin haknaf. Some say that's also part of the pasuk mimin haknaf, that it should be the same as the garment. Sifkan de zayin, the Ramah says no. Our tzitzis are white, no matter what color the garment. Ach be'gadim sevuim, even if the garment is colored. Become malkam royal medaktik lasos dafka dal kanafos atas katan lavan. The medaktik, the one who's careful, will make sure that his garment, talis katan, will be white, that he's fulfilling all opinions when the tzitzis are white. Like it says, that his garment is like white snow. The fact that they make on the edge of the talis like techeles on our talisim, but we don't worry about that. We go by the main bag. What does he mean? On the edge of the talis is techeles. Those are the black stripes. Black stripes on a talis is a zecher to techeles. So you would say, why don't you make blue? Techeles was a blue. It's a good question. The fact we use black, the black on the talus is the zecher for tchias, which we don't have. That's where the black comes from. Some people, I've seen talus in pure white, no black at all. And that may get into this issue of the medaktikim don't want to have different colors. So we say, even black, look at the ikker beged, not the stripe. The reason we don't use blue is because the blue of tchias is really not a light royal Israeli flag blue. The blue of tchias is a very deep, dark blue to the point that we now will get to Hichas Tefillin, that we talk about the black of the batin could be tchelis or black. I mean, it's a real dark, dark color. So in Mele, we just use black, and that's the meaning that we have in our stripes.
I was in Young Israel once. A fellow was wearing a black talus with black tzitzis.
Yeah, I heard about that. We once had a fellow here with a multicolored talus with multicolored tzitzis, too. The meaning is white. Se'if vav. Yesh oimrim, some say, she'ein lasos talus shel pishtin, not to make a linen talus. Va'afal pi she'ein halocha kein, even though that is not the halocha, one could make a linen talus. I imagine if you lived in a hot climate, that would be very tempting. Nonetheless, Yerushimayim yetzei es kulam, va'oisa talus shel tzemer v'chelim. A Yerushimayim, someone God-fearing, will fulfill all the opinions and wear a talus of sheep wool, Shuchayiv b'tzitzis min haTorah b'li pikpuk, which requires tzitzis from the Torah without any hesitation, without any qualms. The Ramah says to me, however, in e'ef shirak b'talus shel pishtin, if it's only possible to wear a talus of linen, mutav shiyasa talus shel pishtin v'tzitzis shel pishtin, better to wear a talus of linen with linen strings tzitzis, mishisbat the mitzvah tzitzis, than not to have the mitzvah tzitzis at all. So if it means not having the talus at all, so we'll rely on the linen. But if you can have wool, you stick to wool.
So what's better, wearing a cotton one or a linen one?
Well, again, he's still in favor of linen, obviously, the deraisa. But you're saying at the end, since the minig is not to make linen, if you have a choice of cotton, we'll use cotton. Sifka and Yuzang, shall pishtun. What's the problem with pishtun? Why do they say not to use pishtun? The gazu chazal, it's a gazera. Mishum the Ozia Muchalasis but Sisho Pishtin, because they need scissors of Pishtin. Veishloch Hashem Yasa Gilgamkit Tchelis. Then we're afraid you're going to have Tchelis. Vavi Yisr Kalim, because you're scarce of a lie. Then you run into Shatnis when you wear it at night. Shazman Zman Kiyamitz, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. In other words, if you had a linen talus with wool Tchelis strings and linen Lavan strings, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. But you have to take it off before it gets dark outside. You'd have to only do it when you're doing the mitzvah. And we're afraid that a person gets in a situation where you're going to wear it when you're not making the mitzvah, then it's shatnas.
What does it turn to shatnas? It's shki or it's seis?
It's a good question. Depends on which Rishonim you hold like. But after bismaneinu ein lanu techeles, today we don't have techeles. So what do you worry about? So some people say, maybe we do have techeles. You don't have to worry. But in any event, if you don't have techeles, so what are you worried about? Sphere luhu, the mekamok meaning gezer b'tchelis. So they hold the gezer still remains. And that's why we're saying, yesh omrim, some say not to do it. The Gemara made a gezerah. That was when they had tchelis. We don't have tchelis. Some say don't do it anyway. It's like a little plug. The gezerah is not bottom. V'harbi poskim v'tchiris. Many poskim said it's fine. The sphere luhu de'ikra gezer lo hoya rak shlo yatilu b'tchelis k'dei shlo yavol de'kalayim. The whole gezerah was, don't put tchelis in a linen garment, because you end up being over shatnez when it's not as manchiv. Avalol chutei pishtin wasn't that there was a gezerah on the strings of linen. The gavde bisman, what? They just said, don't wear a sadan shal pishtin. That's what they're saying. Don't wear a sadan shal pishtin, so you'd avoid the whole shaylam. The gavde bisman neinu delek techeles l'shay klal hakzeh. Now today we don't have techeles, so we don't have the whole gezerah. Shem harkas ramal ba'agodim. You have to be nachay. Yishes ba'alem. So Moshe says, if there's no alternative, you could rely on those views and tackle wear linen. But if you had a choice of cotton, I would think you should wear cotton, especially according to Ramola Shitasa, who holds that you mekayim d'oraisa with a cotton beged. Sivkan yuches talus shel pishtun. If you have nothing else, so then you could wear a talus shel pishtun. The koshkin demutas is talus shel min. There you go. And of course, it's better to wear. It's certainly okay to wear a talus of another material, but tzitzis shel pishtun, and the strings would be linen, if you don't have cotton strings or something else, not to lose out the mitzvah. That goes back to Shas Dechak. It's better never to have strings of pishtun, but if you don't have anything else, Shas Dechak, you can. Sivka and Yutas, but sisa shal pishtun, strings of linen, You can even make a bracha. You can rely on those who allow it to make the bracha. Upashit. If you have a wool talis gadol, yivarach Allah, make a bracha on that. Yichavim liftor ezeh, and pater with it the linen talis katan. Umagen avram kaseh v'nir li diaseh bo knafah shal or v'yatav otsitzes sem v'achon mapakim ezeh. There's an eighth umagen avram has of making the corners out of leather and then using wool on the leather corners. So it's a linen garment with leather corners, and the wool strings are not touching the linen. The wool is on the leather. And the Achronim are not happy with this idea, so we don't recommend that Eitzah either.